sadly, Tom Benson succumbing to the effects of the flu at the age of 90 this past week. And he leaves us, and he leaves the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and a huge void in the world of thoroughbred racing. And nobody knows that better than trainer Al Stahl Jr., who is a native of New Orleans and got to know the Bensons quite well over the years. Al, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike and Jude.
Yeah, first of all, my condolences. I know you were close with the Bensons, and some very sad news coming out. I wish this was under better circumstances, but let me tell you something. I had the chance to interview Gail at the Kentucky Derby a couple of years ago, and what a sweetheart she was. And you could tell that that bond with her and Tom was something special, and I think the racing industry experienced that too.
Oh, yeah, they were inseparable. There's no question about it. I mean, once they met and went out and courted and got married, if you look at all the pictures and everything that's been on in the media the past not even 24 hours, they're always together, and that's the way they were. I mean, every time they came to the races, they were together. Pelicans game, Saints camp, everywhere. So that was a legitimate love story.
And I read that Mrs. Benson's going to take over the teams, and I assume the horses. I think she really loves the racing game.
Oh, yeah. Well, GMB is already set up in her name, Gail Marie Benson. So there's nothing that needs to be changed there. And I wouldn't think there'll be a sale or the farm in Paris out there, or Georgetown, I guess. All that would just stay the same. But they've got babies, and mare still in foal, and I think everything will just keep going forward. So, Mr. Benson, you don't get to be worth a couple $1 billion by not preparing for things like that. And, she seamlessly transitioned to the owner of the Saints. That's already been done. The NFL's reported that. The NBA's reported that she's owner and approved for the Pelicans. So, he had his ducks in a row, so to speak, and the horses the same way.
Well,
go ahead, JT.
With, when you're in New Orleans, they talk about the Holy Trinity, right? And that's onions and peppers and celery. But you guys, you got Dallas Stewart, Tom Amos, and Al Stahl. So you guys are going to, have to help Mrs. Benson along in three better guys you couldn't find.
Oh, no, we're glad to help. We just hope the horses cooperate. After such a good start, things got a little quiet. And I know we have a Tom Z. Todd who's on the comeback trail after showing a ton of promise last summer. And Dallas has a nice maiden coming up. They like Cathedral Reader, named after Gail Benson, where they met in St. Louis Cathedral when she was actually a reader, and he was in a pew and said, "I want to meet that lady." And I'm sure Tom's got something up his sleeve. Oh, Tom's got Lone Sailor for Louisiana Derby. What a story that would be. We enter tomorrow for next Saturday, the 24th, and that would be something else. But he's a live horse in the Louisiana Derby, or a live long shot, I should say.
Talking with trainer Al Stahl Jr. here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Al, what did Tom Benson mean to horse racing and to New Orleans?
Well, people don't realize that Tom Benson has been involved in horse racing for 40-plus years. He had horses. He always had a ranch in Texas. And Billy Fox, Tammy Fox's dad, was his trainer. And he had some horses that ran and won stakes. And he had a nice little stable here when Billy was training. And then when he got away from it and went about making more money and doing whatever he was doing to make himself who he was, he decided to come back to racing at a late age. And that's when us three stepped in, and we couldn't have been luckier. We got the horses mainly because of our New Orleans connections. And I saw something the other night, or last night, saying Mr. Benson said, "I really wasn't interested in helping the New Orleans Saints. I was really helping the city of New Orleans," talking about when he bought the Saints. And that's a very poignant statement for a guy to whip out $90 million just to help a city that needed a team to keep them going. So it turned out to be a $2 billion profit for him, but at that time he didn't know that. But I thought that was a pretty strong statement to how he felt about the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, and he was always like that with everything. I mean, the city was so important to him. It seemed like it always came first.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, he bought, just recently this past summer, he bought Dixie Brewery, which is anybody from New Orleans, basically, who's in middle age like we are, you know, grew up with Dixie beer, and you know, the box stores, the big brands, kind of, it was a local brewery that got kind of squeezed out, and Mr. Benson said, you know, I knew that beer from my whole life. It was 1907. He bought it this summer, revitalized it, rebranded it, remarketed it, and you see people drinking Dixie beer all around the city. I have no idea how the dollars and cents have worked out, but he brought it back to life, just like he did so many things in the city of New Orleans.
Well, Al, in true New Orleans fashion, you had sent me a video just a short time ago. Last night, there was a parade that was in Tom Benson's honor, and people will look at that and say, wait a minute, a parade? Isn't this supposed to be a sad time? But New Orleans looks at things a little bit differently.
Well, that's called a second line. And a second line is the traditional thing in New Orleans where people march behind. The first line would be like, say, an organization with a brass band. Last night, that was the Big Six brass band. They literally just didn't get a permit, didn't do anything, just walked out on the street and started marching from the Treme area towards the Superdome. And all the people you saw in that video just filed right in, and they snarled up traffic, and nobody minded at all. It was that was a very typical New Orleans thing for when someone so big passed away, and it was all hoot at this and go Saints and Mr. B and everything. That was New Orleans. That epitomized New Orleans with how we celebrate lives.
Yeah, there's nothing like New Orleans. It's one of the greatest cities on earth, and I always love visiting there. And there are some unusual things, some different things that occur down there that sometimes make people shake their heads, but there's really no better place to be. And I think it's probably the best place to die in the world because they really celebrate your life.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's sad, of course. Mr. Benson died 90 years old, self-made. I mean, that's the definition of a life well-lived. And once everybody gets over the initial shock, I think it's just going to be a wonderful thing. They're talking about laying him in state at Gallier Hall, which was the original mayor's office that's been remodeled, and it's a beautiful place. And I'm no telling how many people will line up to come through that if and when that happens later this week. So it'll be a celebration going forward, and it's a sad thing, but also he's going away, but his thumbprint is going to stay on the city of New Orleans for a long, long time, and the city of New Orleans needs him a whole lot.
Yeah, very well said. He's Al Stahl Jr. with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Al, really appreciate you spending a little time with us here this morning, looking back on the life of a great man and somebody who was so good to horse racing. Thank you so much, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up soon. And again, our sincere condolences.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.